Good morning. Welcome along. It is the breakfast program. For some reason, yesterday, we got to talking about goths. You know, the kids that wear the black. Goths. And here's a story by coincidence about a bunch of goth kids who are going to, of all places, Disneyland, home of all that's happy and bright. The most wonderful kingdom of them all. Isn't that what they used to say in the old Disney show? This is for Bats Day. Bats Day? Noah Korda is creator and organizer of Bats Day. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. What is Bats Day and why?
Bats Day in the Fun Park is an event that friends of mine... I was running a gothic industrial dance club about 10 years ago. And friends of mine were running a gothic industrial dance club as well. They called Release the Bats, which is based on the Nick Cave song from Birthday Party. They basically contacted me and they said, hey, we're going to bring all our patrons to Disneyland one day. Since we do cross promotions, why don't you do the same thing with your club Absinthe? And I said, sure. So we made a day out of it. It was just sort of like a park meet. I mean, it was just a day to go to Disneyland and have fun. And we had like 90 people show up. And, of course, now 10 years later, with this being the 10-year anniversary, we had 4,500 people come to the park last year. And we're expecting probably about 5,000 to 6,000 people to come to Disneyland this year. But not only is it just a Disneyland trip, this thing has turned into a very big convention that I run. We have sort of like a dinner event, and then we have a concert that goes on both nights, on Friday and Saturday, before the big trip to Disneyland on Sunday. And then we have like a vendors event where we have like sort of like a swap meet with lots of vendors that sell wares, anything from comic books, toys, movie memorabilia, and clothing and that kind of, and original art as well.
What makes this interesting, of course, is that you just don't normally associate, say, goths, usually seen as a bunch of kids, you know, angst-ridden kids dressing
right
in dark clothing with sunny, happy Disneyland.
Yeah, it's kind of an oxymoron. I mean, I think one of the reasons why this event got started was to kind of dispel that, you know, that outlook that, you know, I guess the general populace sees, that, you know, the goth kids are these moody, you know, always, you know, always dress in black and just, you know, do, you know, I guess like sad stuff, which is like totally not even true. Bats Day, which is great, has actually become sort of a big family event, and it's not just kids that come to this stuff. I mean, we've got basically the age range from, you know, little babies to all the way up to, like, you know, people in their 60s that actually come to this event now. So yeah, it's pretty darn funny. I mean, it's I've been told that the nice thing about this event is that a lot of, you know, I'm not a young chap myself. I'm 37, so, you know, my generation is growing up, and we're actually, you know, we have real jobs. A lot of us have a lot of real professional jobs, and we're starting to have families and stuff. And for pretty much, I've been told that from a lot of families that they love this event because they can bring their kids to this, where normally a goth event would, you know, is sort of like, you know, an adult sort of an event, 18 and up. But this allows like all ages, so that way, you know, the parents can bring their kids and, you know, have a fun-filled family goth day, I guess you could say.
Well, that does seem to be a contradiction in terms, as you say. And to heighten that contradiction in terms, apparently the goths liked really cheerful rides, you know, like the teacups and Dumbo.
Yes, it's actually quite funny. On the website for the event, which is at batsday.net, you can actually look at photos from the past year's events, and yeah, you can see goth kids on small, you know, it's a Small World ride. You can see them on the Dumbo ride. You can see them on, you know, on the carousel. It's quite a sight to see, especially if you happen to be in, you know, the United States this Sunday. At about 1 o'clock at the castle, you'll probably see about 1,300 of these people in front of the castle for a group photo.
Well, maybe it's a marketing idea for here. We have the goths. We have the fun parks. Perhaps we can put them together the way you've done, Noah.
Thank you. Yeah, that would be really, really cool.
All righty. People who want to know more should go to, what's your web address again?
The website that they can go to is www.batsday.net. batsday.net.
All righty. Appreciate your time, Noah. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Bye-bye. Noah Korda, creator and organizer of Bats Day in Disneyland.